Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is a preventable brain impairment caused by alcohol consumption during pregnancy, and it's estimated to affect more than a million Australians. Advocacy groups believe those with the condition and their families can get support through the National Disability Insurance Scheme. But there's a problem. It's largely undiagnosed, and there are only a small number of clinics in Australia that do the diagnosis. Inga Stutzner reports.
Can you go ask Ray? He might be able to put some games on for you.
No, he won't.
This is just a normal evening in Samara's home. She fosters two children with FASD, and she says her life changed when they got access to the NDIS.
It's been a lot easier on our family having that support. Not just financially, it's having access to support workers that we previously didn't have access to for my 10-year-old. That means that, you know, I have a support worker now that can go with my 10-year-old that's allowed the 6-year-old to go and participate in martial arts. But previously we couldn't do all the things because we were so based on getting everyone to therapy each week.
He may not be able to get access to services once he turns 7. What impact would that have if that dried up?
It would be a huge impact. Like, it's allowed him to be able to stay in a mainstream school with the help of his therapist. I worry, you know, children with fetal alcohol, and especially the end of the spectrum that he's on, a great risk of entering into the criminal justice system and, you know, having substance abuse. And I feel that he will be one of those children if he doesn't receive the support that he's currently getting.
Samara's kids are among the lucky few to have a diagnosis, but that's after a 2-year wait, thousands of dollars and an 800-kilometre drive from Rockhampton to the Gold Coast, where one of just 2 diagnostic clinics in Queensland exist.
So it was quite a big ordeal, but very glad that we made the effort to go.
Anne Russell is the founder of the Russell Family Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder Association, and she says every person with FASD should have access to the NDIS.
Early intervention, especially the early intervention, will help with speech therapy or occupational therapy and help to improve those child's potential. While their brain injury is irreversible, there's so much that can be done.
But getting access to a diagnosis remains a problem. There are only 4 or 5 specialist clinics in Australia, and 2 are in Queensland's southeast.
It would have to be in the thousands, absolutely.
That's how many people have FASD in Central Queensland alone, according to Julie Irwin, who's the chair of the FASD Central Queensland Alliance.
It's the cost of getting down to these clinics. It's actually also getting assessments from health professionals before they can actually go down there. There's a whole process. It's extremely lengthy and costly, and really it's unaffordable or out of reach for so many families in this particular region.
Julie Irwin from the Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder Central Queensland Alliance, and Inga Stutzner with that report. A spokesperson for the NDIS says funding is based on functional impairment, but the health system remains responsible for the diagnosis of health conditions, clinical treatments and supports.